Hello, friends, and welcome to The Daily Good, a podcast filled with upbeat news, thoughts, music, and inspiration from all around the world. Good things are happening every day, but sometimes they're hard to find, so this podcast is a daily collection of the good stuff. It's important for us to stay active and aware of the concerns in the world around us, but it's also vital to give yourself time to reframe and refocus in your daily routine. And we could all use reminders of the good in the world and the great things that are happening everywhere, every day. So with that said, here's today's Daily Good. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Daily Good podcast. My name's Peter. It is Wednesday, and that means you've done it already. You've gotten halfway through another week, and so congratulations. That is worth celebrating. It's a big deal, and don't fool yourself into thinking otherwise. It's the week after a performance for me, and I am still a little bit in recovery mode. It took a bunch out of me. It took more out of me than I was anticipating that it would, but I don't regret a minute of it. It was an absolutely wonderful experience, and I am reveling in the opportunity to have a little bit of downtime at home with my beautiful wife, Lauren, and with my delightful cat, Jet, and maybe relax back into this lovely podcast again. I do enjoy making it so much, and I love reaching out across the world and spending time with all of you, hopefully giving you a peaceful and restful 15 or 20 minute oasis Monday through Friday where you can just focus on some good things that are happening that maybe you didn't hear about somewhere else on your news feed or in your social media. So I don't really have a whole lot going on today outside of the usual, teaching some dance classes in the evening. That's kind of what's on my plate, and I'm delighted about that. How are you doing today? It's your Wednesday as well, so it's worth pausing and checking in to see how you're feeling and what sort of adjustments you might want to make in your day to make it a little bit better, besides just, relaxing for these 15 to 20 minutes. How about we add this to it? Let's all just pause for a moment, wherever you are, whatever you might be doing, and take a slow, deep breath in. And then let it out again, really slowly. And with that, let's get into our podcast for today with our first good news story, which is some very cool good news about emissions in some of the more advanced economies around the world, because many of them saw a record drop in their CO2 emissions last year, even as their gross domestic products, their GDPs, grew. And this all comes from a report from the International Energy Agency itself. Now, it chalked up this decline to a multitude of things: strong deployment of renewable energy, switching over from coal to gas, improvements in energy efficiency overall, and easing back on industrial production techniques. Now, the IEA said that emissions in advanced economies dropped to a 50-year low last year in 2023, and coal demand fell to levels that we haven't seen since the early 1900s. That absolutely boggles my mind. It also, last year, it was the first year in which at least half of the electricity generation in these advanced economies came from low emissions sources. According to Faith Birol, who is the executive director of the IEA, quote, "A pandemic, an energy crisis, and geopolitical instability all had the potential to derail efforts to build cleaner and more secure energy systems. Instead, we've seen the opposite in many economies." We come next to The Good Word, the segment of the podcast where we turn to the power of great language to improve our lives every single day. All week long, we are hearing wonderful, very peaceful quotes from one of the great thinkers, philosophers, and writers of the 20th century, the Buddhist monk Thich Nhat Hanh. And here is your quote from him to carry you through today. Many people think excitement is happiness. But when you are excited, you are not peaceful. And true happiness is based on peace. That is a thing that I have believed in my heart of hearts for many, many years. And I think it's one of the reasons why I seek out peace and calm and relaxation and serenity every chance I get. You know, I think it's one of the reasons that my beautiful wife, Lauren, and I check out botanical gardens whenever we travel, because it's a place to be in nature. It's usually a lot quieter than the city. Gives us a chance to just sort of slow down and take in the real world around us. It's moments like those. It's just like when we pause and take a breath at the beginning of the podcast that allows a slowing down and a calming to come into the day. And I chase those, and I treasure those moments, and I try to accumulate them. It's just worth hearing that quote again. Many people think excitement is happiness. But when you are excited, you are not peaceful. True happiness is based on peace. Thich Nhat Hanh. We go next to Good to Know, the segment of the podcast where I try to dazzle you with fascinating facts and trivia on any subject that I choose. Well, all this week we are hearing great facts and trivia about women's history, as it is Women's History Month here in the U.S. So yesterday we talked about how the Wyoming Territory was the first territory in the United States to grant women the right to vote, and they did that in 1869. Well, the 19th Amendment is the amendment to the Constitution that granted women the right to vote on August 26, 1920. But it is important to note that a number of other laws prohibited Native American women, Black women, Asian American women, and Latinx women from voting. It wasn't until 1924 that Native women born in the U.S. were granted citizenship, allowing them to vote. Asian American immigrant women received voting rights in 1952, Black women in 1965. And last of all, it wasn't until 1975 that non-English-speaking women were granted voting rights, with an extension to the Voting Rights Act of 1965. Good to know. So we come to our second good news story for the podcast today, and this is it's a pleasant surprise when I get to share a good news story about artificial intelligence, because so much of the news that I see anyway about AI is a lot of fear. It's a lot of fear-mongering and doom and gloom. And, you know, to be sure, we need to keep an eye on new and emerging technologies whenever they come around. They have the potential to cause damage as much as they can to help, and AI certainly falls into that category. But it's also been doing an awful lot of amazing things, particularly in the realm of medical research. And so, among other things, artificial intelligence has now revealed that prostate cancer is not just one single disease, and this could revolutionize how that condition is diagnosed and treated. So a Cancer Research UK-funded study found that prostate cancer, which affects 1 in 8 men, actually has 2 subtypes. This discovery was made by an international team, which was led by the University of Oxford in England and the University of Manchester, also in England, and they applied artificial intelligence to data about DNA. So their hope is that these findings could help revolutionize the way prostate cancer is diagnosed and treated. The director of research at Prostate Cancer Research, Dr. Naomi Elster, said, quote, "These results could be the beginning of us being able to take the same divide and conquer approach to prostate cancer that has worked in other diseases." So we come to Wonderful World, the segment of the podcast where we get to travel all over this big, beautiful planet of ours together, thanks to modern technology. Well, we are exploring the world this week through the lens of a YouTube channel called Great Big Story that produces fantastic mini-documentaries about fascinating things all around this big, beautiful planet of ours. It's very much a visual representation of exactly the sort of thing that I want this segment of the podcast to be, which is why I do love sharing things from Great Big Story. The one that I'm sharing with you today, very, very short. And when I say very, very short, I mean it's 90 seconds long. It's a minute and a half, and yet it's really fascinating and really beautifully shot. It's about a family home in Germany, and you may well be thinking, okay, this better be something spectacular. Well, it is. When I say family home, I should actually say it's a castle. It's a legit castle that was begun in 1157, and it is still owned by the same family after 34 generations. These days, no one in the family lives there full-time, so it is open to the public as sort of a museum and tourist attraction. But it is still a castle, and it is absolutely beautiful. Among many other things that you can explore are furnishings that are over 8 centuries old that are still in place. It's a remarkable little 90-second documentary, and so I can say, without fear of contradiction here, it's well worth your time. So, click on the link in the show notes for this segment of today's episode and head over to YouTube, where you can spend 1 minute and 30 seconds exploring the Eltz Castle in Wilhelmshaven, Germany. That takes us to the rotating segment of the podcast. Every day of the week, this segment has a different theme, and on Wednesdays, that theme is Good For You, where I get to talk to you about something that I think might be good for you, because it's been good for me. Well, I have recently gotten back into kind of binge-watching another brilliant YouTube channel. This one that I have talked about as well is called Great Art Explained. The typical title of a given short on this channel is Great Art Explained in 15 Minutes, but some of the videos, the author, the creator, really likes to expand and expound a little bit more, and so some of them reach up to a half hour or occasionally 45 minutes, depends on how much he has to say. But these are absolutely brilliant videos. They're good enough that the channel has 1.5 million subscribers so far. And I believe the channel's only been around for like 2 or 3 years. So while there are certainly other more popular YouTube channels that have gotten more popular in a shorter span of time, I still think it's awfully impressive considering that this is all art history. So to have that many followers in a short span of time, simply talking about great art, is amazing, but it's because he does such a fine job of giving such a comprehensive overview, not just of a particular work of art, but also the artist themselves, their life, the situation of the world when the piece of art was created and how that influenced it, and how that artwork has influenced other artworks in later times. And he manages to do all of this in 15 minutes in most cases. So the one that I'm sharing with you today is his most recent. It is all about Van Gogh's last painting. And I had heard a little bit about this, and he talks about this in the video. I had heard a little bit about this particular painting because there was a little bit of a mystery around it, which was solved during the pandemic. And so he gets to talk a little bit about that. But ultimately, it's a brilliant 15-minute overview about the end of Van Gogh's life and career and just how prolific he was in that time. I'm not going to say a whole lot more about it because this really is a brilliant and engrossing video. So click on the link in the show notes for this segment of today's episode, and it'll take you over to YouTube where you can spend a little over 15 minutes exploring Van Gogh's last painting. So we wrap up the podcast today with Sounds Good, the segment where I get to talk to you about music and musicians that I love. And today, well, I'm back at it again, sharing with you the anniversary of the birth of a great jazz musician. We talked earlier in the week about Bix Beiderbecke, who was one of the great cornet players in the early days of jazz. He was strongly associated with the city of Chicago and Chicago's rise to fame in the jazz world. Kind of the centers of jazz moved around. It started in New Orleans. New Orleans was the center of jazz. And then a lot of those musicians moved up to Chicago as part of the Great Black Migration. And so Chicago became the center of jazz for a lot of the 1920s. And then in, you know, the late 20s, early 30s, it kind of shifted over to New York. And then, you know, New York kind of retained its title as like the most important place on earth for jazz. But it kind of had occasional duels with like Kansas City and things like that. But today we are focusing on, well, a colleague of Bix's, a guy named Frank Teschemacher, who was a clarinet and alto sax player. And he was a part of a group called the Austin High Gang. And this was a group of white kids from the west side of Chicago. They were called the Austin High Gang because they all went to Austin High School together. But they all fell in love with jazz music. And they all wound up kind of being legends. Jimmy McPartlin was part of the Austin High Gang. And Bud Freeman was part of the Austin High Gang. And Frank Teschemacher, or Tesh, to his friends, was very much a part of that group. Even though he was born in Kansas City, he was strongly influenced by Bix, you know, like I said, one of his friends. And he started playing clarinet professionally in around 1925, but didn't record until nearly 2 years later. He made a couple of recordings in the beginning of that year, and then he actually started making recordings under his own name in April of 1928. And it is one of those tunes that I'm going to share with you today. It's an astonishing lineup of musicians on this particular recording. The song is called Jazz Me Blues, and it is considered a real classic in the sort of New Orleans jazz and Chicago jazz canons. But the lineup on here, and if you're not a jazz fan, these will just be a bunch of names, but if you are a jazz fan, this will blow your mind. Teschemacher is on clarinet, Frank Teschemacher on the clarinet, Bud Freeman's on the tenor sax. Joe Sullivan is on the piano. Eddie Condon is on banjo. Jimmy Lanigan holding down the bass. And Gene Krupa is on the drums. Yeah, Krupa was a Chicago jazz musician kid in those days as well. So they're all together on this particular piece of music. And it is delightful. So happy birthday to the late, great Frank Teschemacher. Click on the link in the show notes for this segment of today's episode. Head on over to YouTube and spend a couple of minutes listening to Frank Teschemacher's Chicagoans featuring Gene Krupa as they perform Jazz Me Blues. And that's it for today's Daily Good. There are links to many of today's segments on the website at the-daily-good.com. Make sure to check out our Instagram account and Twitter feed to get more of the Daily Good every day. Our theme music, On the Sunny Side of the Street, was recorded by the brilliantly talented Jonathan Stout. Thank you again so much for joining me, and come back anytime you need a boost.